Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
It is a lovely day in Hollywood on this May 23rd, 2012. I am Motown Maurice. Welcome to Motown Maurice and Friends. I have a few questions for you, and I'm sure you have the answers. Are you an emerging filmmaker? Are you under 30 years old? Do you like to create, critique, and compete? Well, if the answer is yes, I have the entity, the organization, the festival for you. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the 30 Under 30 Film Festival. And I am privileged and honored to have the founder, Michael Colomb, and director, Klinger, on the line right now. Put your hands together for Michael Colomb and Klinger!
Yeah.
Wow. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
That's quite an entrance. We're good. How are you?
Yeah, that was a great, man, humbled to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I am humbled to have you on the show because you guys are thinking outside the box. It's hard to find like-minded individuals, and your thoughts have created the 30 Under 30 Film Festival, and we're going to talk about it right now. Michael, break it down for me. Why did you create this festival, and what is it about?
Well, I created a horror film festival about 4 years ago. With a friend of mine, and it was really about, showcasing horror and stuff. And then when I stepped away from that and did my writing, I kind of missed being around other filmmakers and stuff. And although I work in film, I'm always around, young talent, like directors that are just doing their first show and first-time producers and all that stuff. So I sat down with a friend of mine one time that had kind of come up with this idea of showcasing 30 films by filmmakers under 30. And I sat down with this wonderful idea and didn't know what to do with it. And then I sat down with Klinger one day and I said, look, dude, I got this idea. I got this thing that I got going on. I don't know what to do with it. And that was probably the best thing because Klinger and I sat down and literally started defining how we wanted to showcase filmmakers under 30. Mm-hmm. And, Klinger, you can talk a little about that too if you want.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Myself as well, I come from a festival background. I was one of the festival directors of a thing called the Buffalo Infringement Festival back in Buffalo, New York. And I don't know, I think that's how we got talking about it, if I recall. I was like, oh, you started a festival. Oh, I used to run a festival. And, we got to start talking about it. And, both being over 30, we remember our formidable years. And, we wish that we had people, pointing us in the right direction so we didn't have to learn all these things by ourselves. And that's kind of the progenitor of where the festival came from. And we started, planning workshops and, I know this guy, Mike knows this guy. And, that's basically how it happened.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was cutting him off. I didn't mean to. I just wanted to say that because the idea was we wanted to create a festival that showcased filmmakers under 30. And that was really our ultimate goal. And then as we started talking, we realized that there was so much more we could do about it. We could start branding it and making it like a resource for filmmakers under 30. And that's really, really what we felt was important. It wasn't
very
just about
nice,
showcasing
very
the
nice. So basically, my consensus of a filmmaker on their emerging status is like – you have to catch them young before it's too late, before they occur these bad habits. Is this what the film festival ultimately is going to do, going to catch them and going to provide a learning curve for them before they pick up these bad habits that ultimately stuns their career of growing?
I would completely agree with that. Yeah, one of the big things that we've talked about, me and Michael, is trying to instill young filmmakers that, you know, you can get money for your films and you can do it the right way. You don't always have to use Craigslist and ask people to work for free or for food. You can involve your local community. You can go to the small businesses. You can do the Kickstarter route. There's plenty of other ways to make money. You know, everyone has a dentist, a lawyer in the family, or something like that. It's about using your intellect and not being afraid to ask, because you never know unless you ask. And so a lot of festivals are going to be geared towards trying to instill confidence into young filmmakers in order to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good.
I mean,
noticed about about this film festival in particular, and the way you're branding it, it's not just a film festival. It appears to be a resource at the same time. And the way you're talking about it, that's exactly what it is. It's like a utility resource. It's like the utility belt that every filmmaker want to have, you know, on their pad.
Well, I'd love to be on their utility belt, you know. When Klinger and I started talking, we realized that we both knew young filmmakers, and we realized that they needed more than just learning how to make movies. It was learning about that there's a right and a wrong way to do it, and that there's a right and wrong way to go after the resources and stuff like that. So we started realizing what we needed when we were kids. You know, it wasn't just about learning how to make movies, but it was about working with the people who already knew, you know, and learning from them. I mean, let's be honest, this film industry is really sort of like an apprentice-based industry. You know, it's about being around the people who do it and you learn. And so we sort of kind of took that mentality and started realizing that one of the best ways to do that was to create mentoring programs and events where people can meet and sort of like learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Yeah, social networking events, peer mentoring. We have some workshops coming up, some lectures coming up. Just trying to, we have a lot of friends in the industry, like Michael said, that want to give back. And we all need jobs. So these kids are going to be the ones hiring us, you know, down the line 5 years from now.
Yeah, that is so true. That, you know, the filmmakers of today are the job creators of tomorrow. So it's really good to get in with them while you can, huh?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, and Klinger and I get this a lot, especially when we're on set and we're at about when we start promoting, like, because we have monthly mixers. Usually every third Friday, and people are like, "Well, I'm not under 30, so I want to go." And I'm like, "Well, it's really not about that. It's about trying to bring people. I mean, there are people over 30 who are established that are producers and people who have the knowledge and like the resources that these young filmmakers need. And what's great is that we tell them, like, look, help these children and these young filmmakers, you know, find their way and help get established. And what's so great is that from them we learn new and different ways to do things we didn't even know about. So it's really, you know, try to cultivate both. From each other, you know, young people think outside of the box sometimes and probably have more efficient ways to take care of things, you know, because you kind of get into a routine sometimes in your life, and sometimes you don't think that there's probably a different way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that, you know, the filmmakers, the people over 30 tend to think is, yeah, you know, what do I have? You know, maybe I don't have something to teach these kids or you know, maybe I'm thing is, you're always looking for somebody. You know, everyone who's making a movie, you know, hey, you need a graphic animator to do your logo in the beginning. You know, you need someone to do your credits. You need, you know, these young filmmakers are just looking for an open door, and you know, you may not know, you know, someone that can do that. And so, yeah, it's about networking, not only the young with the old, but you know, the established filmmakers with these young people who are thinking outside the box, like Michael said, doing innovative new things with you know, animation and computers and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's important to us.
It is important to us all. So, through experience, I want to definitely say that my roommate invited me out to your event, and on the way to the event, I really had no clue what I was attending. That's just kind of how the journey is sometimes. I had no clue. I was along for the ride, and I attended your event. I found out what I was a part of, and I had a marvelous time at your networking event. And I definitely must say the individuals that you attract at your event are sincere, they're humble, and they're giving. I've had multiple conversations, but if I can just acknowledge one at least, the one conversation that I had with your marketing director, Greg, was invaluable, was priceless. I mean, he took the time out over probably 30 minutes to an hour just to share information and marketing insight that I didn't, you know, that I did not even know. And it was the ongoing theme throughout the whole event of people just sharing information, you know, sincerely towards the benefit of us all achieving our goals and desires. So, and it is more confirming to know that it is not exclusive. Your events are not exclusive to individuals who are over 30 years old. So the doors are open, everybody. Make sure you check out these events. And how often do you do these events?
Once a month, usually every third Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, a good thing about the events as well. Oh, I lost my train of thought. A good thing about the events is that, you know. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Is that when, you know, when you're there and you are talking to these people and you're learning, you know, you networking, it is about who you know out here. Everything, you know. That old cliche is so true. And the more people you know, there's a million people out here with your same talent, whether you're a writer, a director, a producer, you know. What's going to get you the job is your mouth. And if you don't learn that confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, what Claire and I have found.
That's another thing Motown said was that, you know, he basically had no idea what he was getting into when he came there. Maybe we should talk a bit about, you know, what 30 under 30 is, exactly who we accept into the festival and how that works, you know?
Please expound. Sure, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, the 30 under 30 festival, it's in order to enter, you have to be the writer, director, producer under 30. And, you know, it's a very, very exclusive market. We're going to only accept 30 applications or 30 submissions. So it's going to be good.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a particular deadline? Is there a launch? When is the first festival? Are there some dates that people should be aware of?
Well, our deadline for submissions is July 31st. So that's the most important deadline coming up right now. And then our festival is slated to be the end of September. And we're going to have locked dates probably within the next month or so. We're still trying to find a venue that we feel will that gives us all the resources we need, that has the meeting rooms and stuff like that. So we're still locking some of that, but you can always check our Twitter account or our Facebook or our website for more information on that.
Very nice, very nice. Why don't you go ahead? We'll mention it at the end of the show, but why don't you go ahead and mention your websites and some of your Twitters right now?
It's 30under30filmfest.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Twitter is at 30_30FilmFest. And
that's
on
the numbers or the letters?
It's 30_30FilmFest. I apologize.
No
thanks,
problem.
Clinger.
I
want to say
that. I actually didn't remember. I was going, I should know that.
You're like, what is our Twitter? I do want to say something to expound on what Clinger said earlier. And one thing I've learned, and Klinger is completely 100% correct about that. It's not just about who you know, but it's about showing them who you are.
Mm.
And Klinger and I have learned at the networking events is when we're there, when people see us, because they hear about the 30 and the 30, like you, and then you're there and you see who we are and you see what we're all about and you see our passion, and people are like, I get it. I want to be a part of this. I want to help young filmmakers. I was a young filmmaker once. And so that's why we create this event. And Klinger and I, when we get into a room, like we talk to every single person. We find out who and what they are and who and what they need to talk to. And I can't
explain them up, yeah.
Yeah, it's so important because it's like, you know, because sometimes you go to an event, you don't know people, and it's a little overwhelming. You know, you get a bunch of people in a room. But, you know, talk to us and, you know, hit us up anywhere and let us know who you need and want. We can help you. That's what really the festival is about. It's really about what you bring to the table and what you have to offer and how we can help each other.
Yes, and I love the spirit of the events that you put together. Just the one that I experienced. There is no like set off groups. There are no cliques. Everybody is in it to help each other, and you go out of the way to make sure you introduce each other. introduce yourselves, and that's not something common you catch at every event. So that's unique in its own way, and that's the leadership that I definitely come in. Thank you.
Absolutely, I'm very much very obnoxious, as it were, if you haven't noticed. So at my parties, I don't really like any wallflowers. You know, if you're sitting there not talking to anybody, I'm gonna sit down right next to you and talk your ear off, and then pull someone over who you need to talk to. You know. So if you are the wallflower type, you know, this will be your chance to get out of your shell. We have an event coming up Saturday, actually. It's the writing workshop with Jeffrey Reddick, the guy who created the Final Destination series. And that's amazing. That's a free event at the writer's workshop on Magnolia there. All you do is find us on Facebook and sign up for the event, send Michael an email, and, you know, you get to hang out with the guy who wrote Final Destination. We're trying to, you know, connect young filmmakers with professionals in the industry, and we're not just talking about it. You know, we're doing it.
And one thing we've learned is that once we approach people.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, and then I'll let you talk. One thing we've learned is that when we actually approach people about, like, look, this is who we are, and this is what we're doing, and this is really how we want to help people, people seem to be on board. They want to help. That's important to us.
Very nice, very nice. Wow, that is exciting, this event you got coming up. The passion you have to help, there's no cost of the event. Wow, this is awesome. What other kind of workshops can one expect to be a part of in the future, in the near future? Is there other type of workshops, maybe 3D workshops or writing?
Well, Klinger has some coming up. Go ahead, Klinger.
Yeah, I guess I can handle that. Sure. We have the first one coming up, like I said, is Saturday with some nation guy, Jeffrey Reddick. Again, get it on Facebook. After that, we're going to be Henry Manfredini, who is the composer for for Friday the 13th series. He's a very, very, very talented guy, and he's won bunches of awards, you know, IMDb and whatnot. But he's going to be doing a scoring and composing for film, the importance of that, probably either a lecture or maybe a hands-on workshop. Go ahead.
I just want to say, to expound on that, that workshop specifically and all of our workshops are not geared like that's about composing, but it's not for composers per se. Our workshops are set up, and when we approach these people, we're like, what can you – bring these persons. So it's for directors, it's for producers, it's for anybody, DPs, because it's all about, like, what kind of music you need to use in a specific area. It's about why we use a specific type of music to invoke an emotion.
Right. And then at the festival proper, you know, we may be doing workshops with Henry, since he is one of our judges. What else do we have coming up? We have Lighting
Michael
on a Budget.
Michael Westmore will probably do something about makeup. Michael Westmore,
sure.
Who won the Academy for...
Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, Michael Westmore won the Academy for Mask, and he's done a lot with sci-fi, with, like, Star Trek and stuff. He'll do some makeup stuff.
Yeah, we have Jane Espenson, who is of Buffy the Vampire and Firefly, the Josh Whedon, the new giant of movies, Josh Whedon fame. One of his co-writers is going to be doing a workshop with us coming up very shortly as well. Any of you Avengers, Buffy, or Firefly fans, if you want to come out and geek out with the rest of us, that will be happening. We also have Lighting on a Budget. We're going to bring out an actual grip truck and show people what you can get if you actually make the investment. And then the guy who owns a grip truck has shot a feature movie with that grip truck, so you'll physically be able to see what you can accomplish with a camera and this truck, and it's amazing. It looks absolutely professional. You know, it's all shot on a red, and it's just incredible. So we have a Lighting on a Budget workshop coming up. We have I could go on, but
an idea for a workshop? I wanted to host a workshop. I don't know. Writing a period piece movie in the 80s or something like that, producing one. Could I submit an idea? Are you open to workshop ideas?
Absolutely.
Of course. All you have to do is send me or Klinger an email and be like, this is what I want to do, and this is how it pertains to the festival, and this is how it can help people. And, yeah, we'll find a way to make it happen.
So So if anyone's listening, you know, and you're a DP, you're a director, you're a you know, special effects guy, or you know, whoever, if you think you have something to give back or to share with you know, with your peers, you know, by all means, contact myself or Michael at you know, info@30under30, or you know, Michael or Klinger at 30under30, and you'll be able to you know, we'll try to set something up. We have tons of resources in the city, and that's the point, is to try to make the best use of them we can for everybody.
Exactly.
Very nice, very nice. On that same note, are you guys accepting any volunteers or any for help or understudy work? Or
God, we could use tons. Oh man, we could definitely use some help. Right now, it's basically a 2-man operation. Me and Michael are doing it all ourselves. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And we need younger people.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Michael. Go
no,
ahead.
I was gonna say we just need, you know, eager young people who want to learn it and help and. Because it's a great thing to get involved in, because you're going to have access to all these resources as well all the time. And so how great would it be to just be part of something that's growing and that can really assist people along the way?
That is so true. Did either of you start off volunteering at a film festival before you started creating your own?
I most certainly did. Yeah, the festival I got involved with, the Infringement Festival, is an all-volunteer based festival, and it didn't even have a film program before I started. So when I got in there, I kind of insisted that, hey, you know, we're representing visual arts, dance, theater, music. We're leaving out the little guy, and you know, so this day film is still the little guy in that festival. But yeah, that's where I got my start, was just volunteering and you know, try and make it, and I got the bug. I'm like, oh, look, these people are helping people for free. It really makes you feel good. So that's why we're doing it again.
Michael, let me ask you, and you may or may not have an answer for this question, but, you know, as we talk about this film festival, 30 Under 30, the uniqueness comes out in many ways. My question is, why is there not many festivals like this already? Is it that you all guys just think so greatly behind outside the box that no one else thinks like that, or is there a particular reason no one caters to this group like 30 Under 30?
Well, I think, and Klinger can jump in any time and answer, but I feel like people don't realize that young filmmakers create a huge community. You know, I mean, people are all about filmmakers in general, which is great because filmmakers are at any age. But Klinger and I actually work in the industry, and we're around them all the time. And I think because of that, we realize, one, who they are, so we recognize them, and then two, we see what they need, and how, well, because we are, you know, in our 30s, we realize what resources we have. I mean, I'm always meeting young filmmakers, and they're just like, wow, Michael, you're such a great guy. You're a script supervisor, you're a writer, you had this other film festival, you know, and it's like, you know so many people, and people are always calling me like, what do I need to do? And I'm always like, well, this is what I think you need to do. And I see Klinger do the same thing. And so I think what happened was, is we just sort of realized that we had something to offer. And so I think it just sort of became like a natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Per se. I don't even know what the question was.
The question was, why isn't there another film festival?
Yeah, you know what, actually, Motown, there is. There's a ton of film festivals for young filmmakers. I mean, if you just, you know, Google young filmmakers competition, there's one in Florida, there's one in St. Louis, I believe. There's, you know, Colorado, Canada has a couple. There's a couple international ones. I think our proximity to the industry really sets us apart. And the fact that, you know, we're only featuring these 30 films. Now, these films can be shorts, you know, music videos, home movies. We don't care. As long as it's showing something that, you know, is thinking outside the box, doing something innovative.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Sorry?
Very nice.
And it can be any genre. It can be documentaries. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anything. Animation.
Oh, mention
it doesn't
the genres.
Matter.
Please list the genres. What are the genres again? Documentaries, horror?
I mean, it can be any genre. I mean, it's not... Yeah, there's nothing in particular.
It's more the format we're talking about. The difference is with our festival, we accept any format. So if you've done, you know, an industrial, if you did your Doritos commercial and you think you did something really cool that no one else has seen, if you've done, you know, a music video, if you, you know, a short, I think
exactly
what you're being based against isn't necessarily the format so much as it is your talent against the other people in the festival, and it's about, you know, coming together, competing, and really giving each other feedback, and just making a good time of it, I guess.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Very nice, very nice. Well, as we come to a close, I definitely want to use this moment to go ahead and reiterate your website, your social media, so everyone can get in contact with you, whether it be your email address. Let's get the word out there. Let's get some filmmakers involved.
Can I give my Match.com information?
Oh, my God. You're funny.
Can I get my OkCupid? I have an OkCupid account. I'd like to give to the ladies. Is that
everybody.
Let me talk about you boys. Hold on.
The founder is going to have to answer that one, not me.
I think you know the website information all that better. So really, Motown Maurice, thank you for having us again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, the pleasure is all mine. Anything I can do to help so you can help, and we can all help each other.
You can hit us up at 30under30filmfest. So it's 30under30filmfest.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at 30_30filmfest. You can email me, Michael, at 30under30filmfest or Klinger at 30under30filmfest. I think that's all.
And definitely get us on Facebook soon. And there's still about 10 spots open for that Jeffrey Reddick writers workshop this weekend. So if anyone hears this before then, please get us.
And he's a great teacher. He's really willing to work. So I hope.
Fantastic. 30 under 30, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. I can't wait to go to another one of you guys' events. Unfortunately, I cannot submit for your festival.
Okay.
But, hey, it's just as rewarding to be a part of a festival like this and also to help somebody if I can. So
that's just as
rewarding. I look forward to seeing the great filmmakers and producers of tomorrow come out of your festival. Now that's going to be exciting when, you know, they're accepting their speech, their Oscar, and they thank 30 under 30, right?
Oh, from your mouth to God's ear, that's what we want.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the job. I'm just hoping they give me a job, let alone an Oscar.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Baby steps, indeed.
Hey, I wish you all the best because I know. You don't even have to tell me. When you're starting something off the ground with pure passion, there's challenges. So I wish you all the best in many different ways, fundraising and participation. And I'm sure you got most of that already. So let's keep it moving.
Thank you.
No, we're still taking sponsors. We're definitely still saying, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, we'll never turn away money because we can put it to good use.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Sponsorship is a journey. So, hey, sponsors, if you're listening, the 30 under 30, do consider. And I'm sure that you will be happy and satisfied. So we're going to close out, ladies and gentlemen. I am so thankful to have you guys on the show. Make sure you check out their website and all their social media, 30under30filmfest.com. Michael Klinger, you guys are the best. You are the greatest. I do have one more question to ask you guys, if you know, if you have time for one more, possibly.
Okay.
This probably has nothing to do with, you know, film festivals or anything like that, but I can't remember right now. Would you happen to know who's the future of late night television?
I think it might be
That's my man's in them. That's Motown Maurice.
It is. It's Motown Maurice. He's correct. Ding,
it
ding,
is.
Ding.
Well,
good job,
Klinger. That is the right answer. That absolutely is the right answer. I don't know why I forgot, but thank you so much, guys. 30 under 30, the future of film festivals and the future of late night right here on the line. I wish you the best once again, and we will be in touch. All right?
Awesome.
All right.
All right, y'all have a good one. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it on the line with Motown Maurice and friends. Indeed, those are my friends, and they are doing big things with 30 Under 30, 30 Under 30 Film Festival. You must check it out if you're under 30 years old. please submit. Why not submit? There is no reason you shouldn't submit, because this is an opportunity, and we all are looking for opportunities in this industry. They are associated with very affluent individuals, knowledgeable. Jump on board. Jump on the bandwagon right now while you can. Check out 30under30filmfest.com and make some things happen. This is Motown Maurice signing out. Peace and blessings. Hey, check me out on my blog, MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late night talk show. Peace.